Thing. And joining me in studio today is Brooke Merritt. She is the Executive Vice President and CFO for the Bank of Star Valley, and here today to talk about the annual Bank of Star Valley Feed the Angels and the Angel Food Tree as well. Good morning, Brooke. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's a great annual pleasure to have you come in and talk about these two fantastic programs. Let's start with Angel Tree program. Because that is happening with applications right now. Is that right?
That's right. If you are in need with a little help for Christmas this year, or you know of somebody that needs some help getting Christmas to kids in Star Valley from the ages of 0 up to 18, stop by any Bank of Star Valley location, pick up an application. We just ask a few very simple questions of, what age, gender, sizes, things that maybe your child needs. And as long as you have that application to us by this coming Monday at 5 o'clock, we will be able to help you with Christmas this year.
And of course, it's all anonymous, right? And so you don't have to be worried about the names getting out there and that stuff, correct?
Absolutely, yes. There's only two of us at the bank that ever see the list of who the parents are. So it is completely anonymous. And we are just here to help any way we can. And so please get those applications in. We're actually down this year so far, compared to our normal numbers. And so I don't know if that's a good thing that people are not as in as much need, or if people just, it's just been such a busy fall, they haven't thought of it.
Sure.
But we would sure love to help you if you need that help.
So Monday's the deadline to have the applications turned in, and you could do that at any branch, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. Just turn it in at any of our Bank of Star Valley branches in Alpine, Thane, or Afton. You can drop it through the night drop this weekend if that works better for you. Just get them into us and we'll go take it from there.
And then, of course, after that, then the rest of the community can step up, right?
Yes, we actually have that going on right now. If you go to our website, bosv.com, at the top of the website, there's a bright red banner that says Adopt an Angel. And we have angels out there that are available to adopt today. And it's a very simple process. You just put in a little information, your name, a phone number, and an email address, and you can pick which angel you want. And we just ask that you have those gifts back to us by December 20th. And at that point, we will make sure they get to the families in need.
And you can be as creative as you want with these gifts, right? I mean, there's a few suggestions on them, if I remember correctly, and then
yes,
you can do a little more if needed.
Absolutely. There's, the parents, they list things that the child needs or maybe that are on their want list. But those are just suggestions. You can do as much or as little as you want to do or can do. There's been some really fun things. Every year I'm shocked at what the community shows up with, and there's just some wonderful people here and provide really good Christmas for some kids in need.
And if somebody isn't able to actually go out and purchase a gift, can they just make a monetary donation that way?
Yes, you can absolutely do that at any Bank of Star Valley location. We have an account. Just visit our teller line and just tell them you want to donate some money to the Angel Tree program. And we have a lot of ladies that like to shop, and so we will go buy gifts for these kids.
Absolutely. So the Angel Tree, if you'd like to fill out an application this upcoming Monday at the end of the business day, will be the deadline for that. But you can actually start adopting an angel right now, and you can do so online at bosv.com. I'm assuming you can go into a branch too, if you'd like to, right?
Yes, we have. We can help you at any of our computers. We're doing it all online this year, but we can help you at the branch too if you Perfect. Don't have a computer.
So the Angel Tree program continuing this year through the Bank of Star Valley, and another program that the bank has done every year, kind of in conjunction with this, is the Feed the Angel program, and that's more of a food drive, correct?
It is. It started November 1st, and every year we just try to help the food banks out in the valley. There are donation boxes at every Brolam's location in Star Valley, as long as every Bank of Star Valley branch, so you can bring canned goods there. You can also donate money, and we have an account for that as well. The neat thing with that is the bank is going to match up to $2,000 of donations. So our goal is to make sure that we fill the food banks before Christmas.
Absolutely. So make a monetary donation or drop off canned food goods at the bank. And I think you said this, but you can do it at the grocery stores too, correct?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. There are boxes in the front of all three Brolam stores.
Perfect. Brooke, anything we missed about either of these programs that you wanted to mention today?
I just want to thank the community, because you guys always step up and you always help. And it's amazing to watch us fill the food banks. And it's amazing to see these families get Christmas, and it's a great way to get you in that Christmas spirit. And just one more plug, if you're needing help this year, please come see us. We do want to help. And we hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas.
Now, I bet that's one of the most rewarding parts of doing this is seeing the families that receive the gifts, right? That's got to be pretty cool for you guys.
It is. So yeah, those families will pick up their gifts on Saturday the 23rd. And, you know, there's tears, there's happiness, there's overwhelming feelings. And it's just it's a great experience that I get to participate in. And, you know, it's just wonderful. This valley is amazing and people are so kind.
That's Brooke Merritt, the Executive Vice President and CFO of the Bank of Star Valley and the Angel Tree and Adopt an Angel Tree programs happening right now. You can find the details by stopping by any branch location or visiting BOSV.com. Brooke, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning, SVI Radio.